Being a Thursday morning, it's a great opportunity to find out what is going to be rolling on the screens at Event Cinemas if you feel like stepping out and catching a flick. The studio is a little lonely this morning because Garth Wiley's not here. He's phoning it in. Garth, good morning.
Good morning. Coming from the undisclosed location, a bit of an Oscars faux pas happening, and I thought I'd better stay away.
Okay. He's staying undercover.
Yeah, that's it. Keeping the mystery alive for you.
Oh, fantastic. Like I needed more mystery in my life. Thank you very much for that. All right, he's back. Jackman is back, man. And I'm a fan of Hugh Jackman. He's a lovely guy. I still don't think he's as nice as he portrays, because no one can be that nice, but it's...
You don't think so, okay.
Nah, there's just... You know when people smile all the time?
True.
And I
true.
Go, I don't trust someone who smiles all the time. But anyway, that's just my way.
Yeah. No telephone throwing incidences from Hugh Jackman, though. So I think he's safe for now.
Yeah, he's very, he's not doing a rusty on us. It's called Logan.
No.
Have a listen.
I am not whatever it is you think I am. In the real world, people die.
Logan.
I don't want to talk about it.
Logan.
Just stop.
She needs our help.
Someone will come along.
Someone has come along.
I'm a little bit confused about this, because is he Wolverine or not? And how can you do this? I'm just confused.
Yeah, look, this is going to be great. It's a very different version of an X-Men type story. Of course, he's playing Wolverine, and it is a continuation of that story. But this looks more like a country and western film than anything, really.
Yes.
And if you are a huge fan of this character as well in Wolverine, you want to get out and see it. This is the last time that Hugh Jackman will play the character. He's quitting while he's ahead. Blame Jerry Seinfeld on that one. Apparently gave him the hot tip to get out while you're doing things well.
Well, I don't think he needs the money.
No, I don't think he does. But yeah, this will be a very, very different look and feel attached to this film. So get out and take a look. Huge praise coming from the Hollywood press as well. So I think that's a plus for the film.
Speaking about huge praise, there is a lot of great comment about Jasper Jones, taking you back to 1960s Australia. Have a listen to this.
Charlie, it's Jasper. Jasper Jones.
Where are we going?
I didn't do it. I swear I didn't do it. Charlie, I need your help.
We have to tell the police.
No, we can't. Nobody can know. Not until we find out who did this.
Garth, this looks fantastic.
It really does. It's an Australian film based on a best-selling book as well. And you've got the big Australian characters in there as well. Toni Collette, Hugo Weaving, Levi Miller playing the lead character there as well. And look, it looks fantastic. I'm hoping... Look, I'm always a little bit sceptical about Australian films, but I'm getting behind this one. I think it's going to be great.
I love Hugo Weaving. I think he is fantastic. And I think he's a very underrated actor.
Oh, totally. And look, you know, he's been in some... He's one of those actors or characters that I call the B or C grade actors. They're big names, but they don't get the plaudits that they deserve.
I agree. I think he's A grade. He just doesn't seem to get the roles to pull it off. I really do like Hugo Weaving.
Big tick from Todd Sargent.
Well, hey, you know what? I'm sure he's sitting there going, thanks, Sarge. Appreciate it.
Yep, totally.
He's ringing his manager now going, hey, I want more. Now, you know there are a couple of English actresses that I love. One is Liz Hurley. Got a real soft spot for Liz Hurley.
Love her. Tick, yep.
And also Emma Thompson, and she's back in Alone in Berlin.
He's working in an increasingly professional way. He operates strategically. We wait for our friend to make a mistake.
Germany has taken my only son.
For you, for the Führer. What more can a man donate than his child?
I'm assuming we're stepping back to World War II.
Absolutely. 1940s, Nazi Germany, the Gestapo are on the hunt as they decide to buck the system after the death of their son in the battlefield. So, look, there's been a little bit of feedback about this film, being it's a little bit stilted in a storyline, but Emma Thompson, you'll be happy to know, has got glowing reports for the film as well. So, look, it's something different on our screens, and look, I always love a good wartime movie, so I think it'd be one to take a look at, despite what the critics are saying.
This is probably going to sound weird, but at times I feel sorry for the Gestapo because they're always on the hunt and they never win out, do they?
They never win.
They just give it up. You evil men, give it up. That's why. Evil doesn't pay.
Well, if you watched Hello, Hello back all those years ago, you'd certainly see that in action with hair flick.
Exactly right. Look, some great movies. Something for everyone. Back in the studio next week with Mark Rourke. I'm not going to divulge your location, but all will be forgiven and your Oscars faux pas next week.
Well, I look forward to seeing everyone then.
Garth Wiley, talk to you then.
Thank you.
He's the one that actually gave the wrong envelope. That's why he's in hiding at the moment. Very first crack at the Oscars and he hands over the wrong envelope. What a doofus. 29 to 11.